As Hashem continues Shari Tshuva, Shir number 18, we are in Shar Aleph, Ois Yud Aleph. We've been discussing that there are two paths to Tshuva. To begin with, there's either Charata or there's Aziva Sachit. We said the first principle of Tshuva is Charata, is to feel bad, to realize the severity of what it means to violate the Ratzon Hashem, which will then bring a person to Aziva Sachit. We explained that that approach of charata first, of remorse, of regret, is for the person who is not a habitual oiver aveira, is not a habitual offender. He was chat by the Yetzirah, he let the Yetzirah in, and he didn't stop the Yetzirah. He fell prey and he got trapped in the Yetzirah's net, and he did the aveira. So for this type of a person, who this happens to once in a while, that the Yetzirah grabs him, so this person has to first have charata. Then there's aziva sachet. But the person we're discussing now, who is constantly doing aveiros, for him, aziva sachet comes first. For him, he has to first stop doing the aveira. Now, of course, there has to be some degree, some level of remorse, some level of regret, because if not, then he himself would not even do the aziva sachet. He would not leave the chet behind. So there has to be some level that he feels bad about what he's doing. But first, he has to have aziva sachet. And if not, it's ketoivel v'sheretz biyodai. He's saying, Hashem, forgive me. It's like a person who steals someone's money, and he asks Hashem for forgiveness, but he still has the money. Ach, ha'ish ha'misyatziv al derech loy toiv tamid. A person who is constantly doing the wrong thing. Loy toiv tamid. He's not doing good. Interesting, Lashon Nekiyah. We're learning from a Rishon here, so we can daik in his words. Right? We learned from Mesil Sesharim, the Gros said in the first, maybe 11 prakim of the Ramchal, there was not one extra word. But when we come to Rishonim, we say every word that they write, every single word was exact and precise. Ach, ha'ish ha'misyatziv al derech loy toiv. Tamid. Still Lashon Nekiyah. So Lashon Naki, it's a clean term. But he says he's going in the path loy toiv. Doesn't say the word ra. That's what I wanted to bring out. V'gever al chatov doirech b'cho yoim. V'shob b'merutzosoy gam pomim rabois. This person constantly, day after day, during the day, he's involved with Averis. And he repeats in his foolish approach, as he says, Bishov bimrut sosoi, gampomim rabois. He repeats his foolish behavior on a regular basis. V'chol eis oyev ha'reya, u'michsho avoyna yosim noichach panov. This person is enamored. He's excited in doing the wrong thing. He's constantly focusing on the stumbling block, on the mikhsho of the Avera. That's his lifestyle. He lives a life of Averas. What is this enamored about? Hataiva v'hayetzer. He's stuck in the mud, in this quicksand of Taiva and Yetzer. That's how he lives his lifestyle. His whole purpose and desire of this person, his desire, his ambition, is to make sure that he is not deprived of anything he seeks to do. If he wants it, he feels, no matter what Hashem says, it's irrelevant. I want to do it, and I will do it. That's this person's attitude. For such a person like this, who has a rayon, who has a wake-up call, somehow, some way, some little patch that wakes him up, reishis teshuva ha'ish hazeh is lazoiv darkoi machshav tayhara. The person in such a category that we just discussed, his first step of tshuva is not charato, but aziva sachet. He has to first stop the Averus, stop what he's doing wrong, stop his evil attitude. ulahaskim lekayim ulekabel alav bal yosef lachtoi. He has to resolve, he has to be maskim, he has to agree to himself, make a promise to himself to accept and not to continue doing these averis anymore. Acherei kein, afterwards, then only after that, yischaret al liloisov, hanishchoso yisvi zvada v'yoshev al Hashem. That person, first he has to stop with the averis. Once he first stops with the averis, then, and only then, he can have the proper charata and do proper vidui for the averis. And he brings a pasuk to strengthen this point. He's saying here, pasuk in Yeshaya, as it says, Yazoiv Rosh Adarkoi. What's the first step? Yazoiv. Aziva Sached. Yazoiv Rosh Adarkoi. Vishovin Machsha Voisov. Vyoshev El Hashem. Virachameyu. The first step of such a person is Yazoiv. He will forsake the Aveira. Aziva Sached. Then he'll have the proper Charata. Then he'll do the Tshuva. And so Hashem will continue with a beautiful mashal from Rabbeinu Yoina tomorrow.